There's controversy in South Belfast over an annual parade off the Ormo Road. The parade honours all those killed in the Great Wars and the Troubles, but paramilitary flags have appeared along the route in the Blackwood Street area. The event has attracted criticism in recent years after a memorial was unveiled to two UDA men murdered in the area. Joe Bratty and Raymond Elder were widely believed to have been involved in the murders of five Catholics at a bookmaker's in the Ormo Road in 1992. The DUP were asked to come on. They won't do so, say no one's available. The Irish News is running the headline this morning, DUP silent on parade to glorify notorious UDA men. The SDLP MLA for South Belfast, Claire Hannah, with us this morning. What are your thoughts here, Claire?
Well, Stephen, I think we've discussed the Ormo Road on your programme before. It is probably the most integrated area in Northern Ireland, and it's important to say there's a thriving Orange Hall, and there are a variety of Orange marches in the Ormo Road throughout the marching season. So nobody can. The opposition to this parade is not anti-unionist. It's not anti-Orange. I mean, people aren't objecting to those parades. It's just this is the fourth year that this event has run. It is, as you say, widely regarded as a UDA commemoration, and there are UDA trappings around it, and it's allowed to continue. And the way I see it, you know, every time any paramilitary flag flies and nobody does anything about it, it just further undermines confidence in the rule of law and confidence that the authorities can or will tackle the criminal aspects of those gangs.
So what do you want people to do when these UDA flags are there? What do you want them to do?
I want them to be removed, and I've said it to you 1,000 times. I want there to be a legal framework that basically says we will not tolerate paramilitary flags. I mean, we're not going to get into the wider flags issue. I don't like flags of any description flying. If I never saw another flag for the rest of my life, I'd be very happy, but I accept that they're important to people, and I think there is a fair way to deal with those. But when a paramilitary flag comes up, when the flag of a criminal gang that's supposed to be banned and that's responsible for murders in the past, in fact, murders in the present, in fact, in the case of the UDA, and nobody does anything about that. It's wrong. It sends out the wrong message.
But Claire, look, paramilitaries were released under the Good Friday Agreement. Okay,
they're banned. It doesn't mean that they were released and given liberty to continue to be paramilitaries.
You know that on both sections of the community, some people view paramilitaries as people who otherwise would not have been involved in any criminality, who were drawn into it because they felt they had to because of the situation in Northern Ireland. Now, not for me to comment on the merits or indeed the opposition to that thought, but you know that that is at least a position that some people take in this country. So what's wrong with people remembering their dead?
You probably remember dead people who are close to you. So do I. But there are private ways of doing it, and particularly when that person is a member of a prescribed organisation. And the fact is, they're not being commemorating the life of, and I don't want to personalise it in these men, but whenever we do these commemorations, it's not about commemorating. They're commemorating their deeds and their actions. If they were commemorating, you know, Joe Bloggs, and Joe Bloggs as a man, then commemorate Joe Bloggs as a man. But when you bring in paramilitary trappings and paramilitary colours and paramilitary flags and fly them up for weeks in advance, it makes it about the deeds of those people, and I don't believe that's to be commemorated. So as regards to this particular event, and I do find it a wee bit offensive that it's kind of broadened out its remembering and its misuses of things like the poppy and the concept of remembrance. They're saying it's remembering the dead of two wars and all victims of the Troubles and the UDA, and I just don't think those categories of people should all be lumped together. But anyway, I appreciate the antisocial behaviour that came with it in 2014 didn't happen the last 2 years, because the Ormo Road has a very thriving nightlife, and it's important that that isn't disrupted as well. People come from all over Belfast to enjoy it, and those restaurants and shops are entitled to ply their trade without that sort of tension. So I appreciate the antisocial behaviour around it has been addressed, but the fact is, The UDA trappings continue every year, and I just don't think it's right. I don't think it should be allowed anywhere.
You say you don't think it should be allowed. So if there are UDA flags at this parade, do you really expect the police to move in on the day?
Same, we've discussed this. I don't think you can have single-stranded approach. I don't think the Parades Commission should have to be, you know, the one organisation fighting against paramilitarism. In the same reason, same way, as I said, I don't think the Housing Executive should be the one organisation that have to solve bonfires on their own. We can't expect each public body to pick their way through this political quagmire. We need a political leadership that says no more of this stuff. We will have a zero tolerance.
What do you read into the fact that the DUP are silent on it?
I read in the fact that they don't want to face this down. And to me, sectarianism isn't just hating the other side. Sectarianism is turning a blind eye to things because it's done on one side. So the DUP would be very quick to come on here condemning IRA parades, as would I, by the way, because you don't pick and choose. But they won't condemn this when it happens on what they might perceive to be their side. And that's the essence of sectarianism for me. In the same way as you'd have Sinn Féin politicians.
Obviously, DUP would deny that.
Talking about, you know, truth from some organisations but not from their own. And that's what sectarianism is. It's turning a blind eye to bad things that you do and only pointing it out in your other. So I suspect that's why the DUP don't. And you know, because they will buy into, you know, the accusation that this is anti-Protestant and it's anti-unionist. And as I say, it's not. There are very, very other orange marches taking place in Ballinafae that aren't objective.
Of course, this parade has gone on for many, many years, hasn't it?
This is the fourth year.
Yeah. John,
so it's not a traditional route or anything. And if it is about, you know, we're told it's about commemoration and the war dead, there are ample opportunities. And you know, for example, the Somme anniversary has just passed, and when there were very many marches of commemoration, and that further underlines the belief that this is about commemorating the UDA.
Morning, John.
I just don't believe the SDLP. The UDA, I've been part of that community from the 1970s onwards. Their volunteers died. Some of their volunteers are died. So why is it not allowed for the UDA to remember their war dead? The IRA remember their war dead, the British Army and remember their dead from the first two world wars. Why all of a sudden is it wrong for the UDA to remember their war dead?
What do you mean their war dead? What do you mean their war dead?
Any volunteer that died in active service.
Right, but by that token, would you have no problem if, for example, the IRA marched around the area remembering their dead? Would that bother you in any way?
The IRA remember their war dead. Michelle O'Neill goes for their commemoration.
Yeah, and I'm the first to say that I don't think I think that's provocative and wrong. But if just for the sake of argument, if they wanted to have a march around the Ormer Road remembering their dead, would that be okay with you?
Declare, I accept that the IRA have a right to remember their war dead.
Loyalist organisations
in the loyalist community are allowed to remember their dead. Without all this on the radio and on the TV every year, it's no wonder
our
military organisations in the loyalist side find it hard to disband and move on because the likes of you will not allow them.
I think you're contradicting yourself a wee bit there. You're saying that they want to move on and disappear, but they also want to exist and march around. You know, they can remember, and lots of people remember. There's different ways of remembering your dead, and you can. But to march around in a mixed area with the trappings. I mean, even if they marched around, but they didn't have the logos of those organisations, and I don't know what it adds to remembrance to have a UDA flag, and by the way, a UBF flag as well, flying on the street. I don't really understand what that adds to the remembrance of those men, particularly if, as you say, people want to move on.
Well, the UBF flag, 1912 UBF flag, the battle flag from the First World War, so you just have to accept that. I'm regarding the UDA.
Is that a parrot? What is that in the background? It's driving me mad.
That's a bird.
What bird?
Two budgies in the kitchen.
Naomi and Swatter. Good morning, Naomi.
Morning, Stephen. I have a bird creeping in the background too. a parrot. John,
yes.
I have a parrot too. And you've got budgies. So all the birds are going this morning. Claire.
Yes.
Hannah is still there. Hi, Claire. no, my point, I'm going to throw a curveball in here. Okay. Why not, right, take intelligence out of the equation, why not allow all marches, historical marches, for all sides to coexist together? Why not let them march together?
Why not have
the people of, I hate even pigeonholing sides here. It's not about sides. It's about people, human beings, wanting to remember fallen people. It's quite simple.
When you say marching together, do you mean all of them march at the same time?
Everybody.
Actually, to be honest, Naomi, if that's something that's inclusive, and and I think lots of countries do that, where they have a day of remembering all the people who've died, and unfortunately, you're right, remembrance is political.
How is it unfortunate that I'm right?
Well, because are you suggesting that all of the people, everybody's remembering everybody who died together, and it's an inclusive event? I'd be up for that.
No.
I don't feel
100%. Yeah,
but I don't feel the UDA is inclusive. I don't think it is.
Well, I don't know whether even the UDA exists anymore. I don't know. I think it's only tiny pockets. It's only a flag.
But Naomi,
it's not about
the UDA killed 370 people, and they killed five people on the Ormo Road. Right. It's probably not that historical for the.
It didn't happen today.
No, it didn't happen today, but it is, I think, a bit insensitive to parade that around. So I think, you know, if you're talking about some sort of inclusive form of remembrance where everybody agrees to remember that and not celebrate it, and the fact is, if you commemorate and you march around with those logos, you're celebrating the actions of those people. You're saying it was a good thing to do.
But a lot of people find that divisive.
Yes,
but
particularly
Claire,
in a very...
Hold on, now, one at a time.
Like, yes, but Claire, those are individuals that are doing that. You're putting those people all together.
Bottom line is, it is not legal. It is illegal, isn't it, to be parading around with UVF or UDA
flags?
Well, then
that's up to the PSNI to
sort. That's the bottom line.
Sort. Aye, but that's up to the PSNI to sort.
And will they sort
that's
it? They haven't sorted it in the last 3 years. Why would you expect them to sort it this year?
Well, that's my expectation of the PSNI. They're the people that uphold the law. That's not an unrealistic expectation, is it?
Robert and Carrickfergus. Morning, Robert.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'd like to ask Claire a wee question. She's still there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would like to ask you, what did you think of your own leader carrying a coffin at a Paramountry funeral, the Paramountry trappings?
Well, as I said, it wouldn't be something I'd have done myself. And I said that there's a difference between...
He's not asking you if you'd have done it. He's asking you, what did you make of Colm Eastwood doing it?
And I'm answering the question. There is a difference between attending the funeral, for example, as many politicians like Arlene Foster attended the funeral of Martin McGuinness. There's a difference of attending the funeral of somebody you knew who was in a paramilitary organisation and the year-on-year-on-year wheeling out of those issues and celebrating the organisation.
But it's the same principle, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's attending the funeral of somebody who's just died, who you knew, versus year-on-year parading around with their logo. I think they're very different things.
Do you, Robert?
No, I do not. I think they're just the same.
So do you think by Arlene Foster being at Martin McGuinness's funeral, she now supports the IRA?
Not at all. She had to go yet because you would have damned her if she hadn't went yet. Think about it, like, you would have given her hell if she hadn't attended that funeral.
Well, there are other people.
That's what we're all waiting on.
No, we're not waiting on that. Catch yourself on. There are other people who attended the funeral of people who have recently died, and it is not celebrating that person's death. And I think Colm Eastwood has been very clear. He has no truck with the politics of militant republicanism at all. And I think there is a difference attending the funeral of somebody who has just died and the year-on-year commemoration for political purposes.
Okay. Aye. David. Morning, David.
Even I just want to say, let's pray it should go ahead.
It is going ahead. Nobody's banned the parade.
Why, David?
Because at the end of the day, they're respecting their fallen heroes who helped keep Northern Ireland part of the United Kingdom, and they also helped brought freedom and democracy to Northern Ireland within the United Kingdom. They were fighting against the enemy, which were the IRA.
So you think that the UDA and UVF should be celebrated on the streets, despite the fact that it would be illegal to carry the flags of paramilitary organisations.
Yeah, it should go ahead.
So you support that illegality, do you?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you not respect the rule of law?
I do respect the rule of law. At the end of the day, they're doing no harm. They're just marching about, doing what the 12th of
breaking
July
the law.
Does.
Marching about, breaking the law.
They're not really breaking anything. All they're doing is, what, marching a couple of miles down the road.
To carry UDA, UVF flags is breaking the law.
Well, that may be breaking the law, but I don't see it as breaking the law. Flags
are. You don't see it as breaking the law, do you not? No.
Nope.
Right, but it is breaking the law. So we just turn a blind eye to it, do we? If it's paramilitaries or paramilitary celebrations, just turn a blind eye to it.
Is it doing anybody any harm? All it is a flag of their tradition and their beliefs and values.
Dare say it's doing people harm who are scared and intimidated by paramilitaries. Dare say it's doing people harm who have are on the other end of racketeering by paramilitaries, or have had a bullet put in their knee by paramilitaries, or have been driven out of the area by paramilitaries, or have their lives destroyed by paramilitaries peddling drugs. I dare say, yeah, it's doing them some harm.
Well, it may be doing them harm, yes, but at the end of the day, if you keep yourself right, there's nothing to be scared of.
David...
Sorry, I tuned out there for a minute, but he just...
I think quite a few people have.
If you don't annoy the paramilitaries, you'll be all right. But if you annoy them, you know, well, that's on you. That's your problem. If I'm misinterpreting...
Stay there, David. Jim in West Belfast wants to speak to you. Morning, Jim.
How you doing?
Say good morning to David.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm all right.
Glad to hear that there. I'd like to ask you a question. Yeah.
You are...
saying that you have no problem with the UDA and the UVF marching about, commemorating their dead, so they're doing no harm according to you. Could I ask you a question?
Yep.
You see, if you had a father or a son or a brother murdered by either the UDA or the UVF, and you were distraught at the loss of your family member, would you be on the Nolan Show saying, "Ox, you're no bother, let them walk about, they're doing no harm," would you? It's not a question that requires a PhD. It's a simple question. So could you answer it for me, please?
Yeah, I would go... At the end of the day, I can't take away the values of the UDA or the UVF.
I didn't ask you there. I asked you, would you be so willing and so cooperative to come on the radio and say they're doing no harm if these same organisations shot a member of your family dead? Yes or no? It's a simple question.
Probably yes.
So you... Yes.
Yep.
That's unbelievable. Why do you say yes?
Because at the end of the day, I can't take away their tradition or their beliefs or their values.
But it's not a tradition. A tradition where an organization want to kill nationalists and Catholics, Republicans, whatever you want, that's not a tradition. That's a murder squad. Just in the same way, look, you're going to get into semantics, the other side exactly the same. It's not a tradition. There's an argument that could say the Orange Order is a tradition. Fair enough. Commemorating, I had family members, my grandfather, people who were killed in the First World War. That's a tradition. That's fair enough. You have to respect the rights of those people who fought to give us democracy. Not a crowd of gangsters, drug dealers, hoods running about kneecapping people, extorting money to people, shooting people dead. So, like, in all due respect, I think you're a few slices short of a loaf. To come out of that statement.
Of course, UDA used to be legal, didn't it? It was prescribed
in 1992. They're now illegal. They're a prescribed organisation.
They are.
So how can this gentleman come on the radio and say, "Hey, I'm sure if somebody shot my brother dead or my father or my son, sure, the UVF, they're not that bad. You only murdered my family member. God bless
them." There are lots of questions around this parade. Question one, how does the biggest political party in Northern Ireland, the DUP, remain quiet over the carrying of paramilitary flags at this parade?
That's very simple. The DUP don't want to lose the votes. If the DUP were to come out and condemn the UDA, the UVF, that's a core group of their supporters, as was proved in this election. The UDP were wiped out. We are now living in a society where it's green and orange. So the DUP don't want to say anything.
Well,
because
we haven't put the specific question into them, so let's do it now, right?
But sure,
so
listen, if they had no problem answering the question, they would have come on the biggest show in the country and spoke to their electorate. It's quite obvious that they have issues that they feel uncomfortable coming on to discuss this topic. So, well, like, you know, it doesn't take like, ordinary man of us mere mortals on the street can see that there.
Well, we will, the mere mortals in the Nolan Show office, we will ring the DUP right now and we will ask them a specific question. If they're saying they're not going to put anybody on to talk to you all, we will ask a specific question to the DUP this morning, which is as follows. Do they condemn the carrying of UDA or UVF flags at this parade?
They're going to say no. I'm old enough to remember.
We will ring them right now and we'll bring the response from the DUP. Second question, what are the police going to do with this? They don't have to, if they feel it would be disruptive or unwise to move in at the time, are the police going to take photographic evidence of the people carrying these paramilitary illegal flags at this parade? And are the police going to prosecute or are the police going to turn a blind eye to illegality?
Stephen, you see, if I got a group of my friends, I'm in the Belfast City Centre this afternoon or any afternoon and had two big flags, one an ISIS flag and another a Ku Klux Klan flag, I would be scooped, no issues asked. It wouldn't be tolerated. But in this country, commemorating the UVF, the UDA or any other paramilitary organization, it's tolerated. It's totally ridiculous.
Well, you're not likening ISIS to the UDA.
No, I'm, listen, people who go out and murder people because of their faith, their religion, their colour, their sexuality, it's wrong. It's wrong, full stop. My point being is, you can march through Belfast City Centre and carry UDA flag, UVF flag, commemorate what they feel, and the police would just sort of hover in the distance. If you've got a big march and carried an ISIS flag or a Ku Klux Klan flag, or an anti-gay flag or whatever, it would just sweep. It wouldn't happen. Why is that?
Stay there, Jim. Thomas. Stephen. Morning, Thomas.
Stephen, how are you? Stephen, right, it just shows you the hypocrisy of the likes of Claire Hanna and nationalists that are coming on, or Republicans that are coming on to complain about commemorations for UVF and UFL volunteers. The nationalist community and the Republican community or the Catholic community, whatever you want to call them, accept that their sporting organisation, the GAA, commemorate and have grounds, teams, trophies named after IRA and NLA volunteers. Now, that's not saying that they supported what the MIRA and NLA volunteers done. We have a situation where the same community accept that their MEPs, their MPs, councillors and MLAs were members of IRA sectarian death squads who murdered people within the Protestant and the Catholic community. And as soon as there's a commemoration for the UVF and UAF, they're all up in arms about it.
Claire?
Now, bottom line is, there was a conflict or a war, whatever you want to call it in this country. IRA, NLA, UVF and UFL volunteers were all part of this society. Everybody accepted to move on with the Good Friday Agreement. They let all them volunteers out. Some of the most evil people on both sides. I'll accept it was on both sides. Some of the most evil people in Northern Ireland. And they accepted that they were now going to be part of society. But every time there's a commemoration for a loyalist, they're all up in arms about it. And their whole political system, their biggest political party, are full of people who were members of IRA sectarian death squads, but that's okay.
Claire?
Well, I just to pick up the last thing, I've never said that the IRA is okay. The fact is, the manager said, he's right, there was a conflict. It's very, very complicated. But that your previous caller there who talked about how this impacts on victims of the particular paramilitary organisation and whatever paramilitary organisation killed your relative, that I'm not just talking about the UDA. Yes, your last caller said that the people were in these organisations and we released them in 1998 and they're back in society and that's fine and nobody's saying that they're being cast out. But when you parade their logos around, and the fact is that unfortunately in the particular case of the UDA, I'm speaking, if you parade their logos around, and unfortunately it isn't what they did pre-1998 and what they served time for and what the agreements were about, they're still involved in criminality and they're linked to the likes of that murder in Bangor recently. The fact is, commemoration and the trouble, it is contentious. It's always going to be. But if you allow currently active paramilitaries to put up their flags on the street and say That's okay. That's part of the problem. Now, I have to go. I don't want to get in. This is like the whataboutery Olympics here this morning. I have been...
The conversation was started by you as a whataboutery Olympics.
How was it started?
See, at the end of the day, Claire, I live in North Belfast.
Stephen, are you going to share this or not? I have some points to make. Well, invite me.
Are you a member of the GAA?
Hold on.
Claire, I waited patiently through a lot of
Sure, Claire, if you want to finish, go ahead.
Okay. I'm not going to stay Hon all day. And
okay, that's fine.
To all this whataboutery, but I've said it, and I'm consistent about the different paramilitary organisations, and it is complex, and nobody wants to ratchet up the tensions, and I think that's very important. It's also important to say that the event hasn't been banned, and it's important to say that in this in the area of Ormo, there are numerous parades that are allowed to go ahead. It's the paramilitary trappings that people understandably have a problem with, and that's what needs to be dealt
okay.
with. It needs to be dealt with across all of society.
Okay.
And I'll let the people continue to be one-sided. I have more resonance with what the man said before. You have to think about how this impacts on the victims of those organisations.
Claire, thank you very much.